Audio 11.8.
Okay, can you tell us about some of the pieces he's made? Are there a lot of them?
There are actually quite a few. The first piece he did is called Grace Reef. He placed 16 statues across a sandy area and it's really interesting to see how they change.
Mm.
It isn't so deep there and the sand moves according to the weather conditions. So you can go there one day and there'll be 10 statues. You go there another day and there'll only be 3.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. Tell us a little bit about the big circle of children that he's made.
Well, that's actually made of 26 different children. It took him around 6 months to make and weighs, I don't know, about 15 tons.
Mm.
And because it's so heavy, he couldn't put it all down in one piece. So he put each individual statue down and then connected them all underwater. It wasn't easy, but he didn't give up. I think he spent about a week underwater, you know, moving sand and rocks.
That's amazing, and I think I'd really like to see it.
Yes, it's really worth a visit.
Well, thanks for coming into the studio, Steve. If you are interested in going to this wonderful underwater sculpture park, you can find more information on our website, www.